Hello, everybody, and welcome to our Positive Spirit podcast today. This is Jen Endicott taking over for Coach Red today, and we are very fortunate to have a guest with us. So I'm very excited to introduce Coach Josh. He is part of the Coaching by Zen Network, and I want to give you a little bit of information about Coach Josh. He was born and raised in Fort Wayne, Indiana, as an only child with a single mother. After graduating high school, he became one of the first members of his family to attend college at Ball State University. He got a major in biology and education and psychology, or education psychology, I should say. After completing school there, he moved to Indianapolis, Indiana, where he worked in healthcare doing counseling and social work for approximately 5 years. His purpose in life is to empower other people and help them succeed. Whether that be a child or an adult, the goal remains the same. Adapted to personal needs, his programs and techniques are built as a foundation for students and parents to gain a foothold. The work he does isn't work to him. It is a passion to help anybody and everybody who simply wants to change. He puts himself out there for anyone who is willing to accept that they are not mediocre. He puts himself out there for anyone who is willing to accept that they can become powerful, even more so than they already are. He works together synergistically, and when I grow up, you grow up. When you grow up, I grow up. It sounds like a win-win to me. So, Coach Josh, thank you for being on our podcast today.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Good. You are welcome. We are very happy to have you as well. So, that was a great introduction. We have a background of how Coach Josh was raised, and I do have a question for you. Why don't we talk a little bit about where did this passion come from for you?
I suppose it came from just the way I was raised. It's a single mom, only child. And when I was born, I was her world. And that's it, and nothing else mattered as long as I was happy and healthy. And I had a great life and still do. But as I've grown and seen other people and kids, I've discovered that not everybody gets to experience that.
Right.
They could be only children, they could be multiples, single parents, multiple parents. It really doesn't matter. Every family is different, and I've noticed that sometimes families need a little bit more help than others. And it's sometimes that just comes in the form of happiness and support. It doesn't have to be some overarching ruling thing that every parent must do. Sometimes they just need a shoulder to cry on or an ear to listen. Yeah. And same with kids.
I agree. It's all about being human, right? The human experience. It's not always happy-go-lucky. Do you feel like that the families that you work with and the kids that you work with, are they usually... what's the best way to say this? Are they usually drawn to you, or do you go to them? Like, is it this? Do they come to you for help, or can you just like know? Like, can you stay around them and just know?
It's both, for sure. And a lot of the clients that I find end up being on care.com, if you're familiar with that. Started out as a babysitting app, but it's grown into errands, house management, tutoring, and all the like. And it starts from there. Oh, I need help with my son tutoring math. Well, I come in and discover that there's more to it than just the son not understanding math. There's other things happening in the household. There's other things happening at school. And what I do is I bring everybody to the table, siblings, parents, and teachers that the students are struggling in. And I make sure everybody's on the same page, and really we work together to find the best solution.
Okay.
So it takes time.
Yeah, doesn't it always? I think, wouldn't it be nice if we all just had the button where we could change whatever we wanted to change like that, like snap our fingers, wave the magic wand?
The Staples button. That was easy.
Yes. Can you create that for us? Please.
I've got one around here somewhere. No, I do.
We can press that. So really, who is your ideal client? Are you looking for the parents? Are you looking for the kids? What are you out there looking for to do your work?
I'm looking for parents who don't know how to reach their kids. They feel a disconnect and they don't know what to do. They say to themselves, we've done everything we can, or I give up, I throw up my hands, or go do whatever you want. It's those type of parents, like, okay, there's a way. Here's another option. And sometimes parents don't like finding those options because it makes them think that they're a bad parent. And that's completely the opposite thing that you should think. Right. And in fact, asking for help is the best way to, first and foremost, get it. And secondly, to just better yourselves and better your family dynamic.
I think you bring up a really good point. Being a parent myself, I think it is a natural instinct. If there is something going on with your kid that's wrong with your kid, you kind of automatically assume like you've done something, like it's your fault, like you were supposed to have been better or done something differently. I feel like it's a natural instinct.
It really is. You think, what did I do wrong?
Right.
You're a parent. That's the natural flow of it. You can read as many books as you want. You can have all the practice in the world, but until it actually happens, and each child is different, until it actually happens, you're really not going to know.
Right. And I think everybody does the best they can. And I was actually sharing the story the other day, and I will just bring it up again, but my middle child, my daughter, she's just turned 19. She's lovely. She's in college right now. But when she was younger, she struggled hugely in school, kindergarten, first, second grade, and we really couldn't figure it out. We were in the school system, and they were saying she was perfectly fine, yet she couldn't read the word bat or cat in first grade and would get them confused. Long story short, the school system didn't do very much to help, so we had to look for help outside. And it's frustrating when you know there's this issue with your kid and you can't, like, you've done everything you can and nothing's happening. And it's the most frustrating place for a parent to be, which kind of exacerbates the situation. But I was so happy, and you tell me if you get this a lot, when she was finally diagnosed as being dyslexic in second grade, for me, it was like, this is the most amazing moment in our life right now, because we know what it is. And if you know what something is, then you can choose to do something about it. And for me as a parent, that made me, I don't think it took the pressure off of me, but it at least gave me a path forward. Do you ever see that with your parents where it's like all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is what I need to do?
Sure. I see two extremes when it comes to parents. I see the parents who know that there's something different. It's not wrong. I don't ever want to stay wrong, but something different, and want to go get it checked out, diagnosed, whatever you want to call that. And then we're happy about that. Cool. I have an answer. We can move forward. We know how to proceed. There's a solution. Let's do it. And then there's those parents who, again, know there's something off, want to try stuff, but don't want anything on paper.
Got it.
I've had both sets of parents. And honestly, they've both worked out great. I can acknowledge both without discussing it. And I can adjust the way I work with the students, the way I work with the parents, the family as a whole. There's ways to do that and be sensitive at the same time. But a lot of people may not understand it. Also, when we have a formal medical diagnosis, there's a whole slew of resources that open up to you. When that is done on paper, several other doors will open up as far as maybe funding, other reading material, teaching, what have you, it opens up. Whereas if it's not on a formal document or paper, sometimes there's legality issues from a school standpoint that we can't do this because funding doesn't allow for it.
Right.
And going back to where you, and a lot of parents think this, and I've seen it, schools failing the students that are in their schools. Like that's the whole reason I went to school for education, and I wanted to educate educators. And it starts from the top in the administrators. And there's always a lack of funding.
Always has, and
it continues to be so. As much as we think we're seeing change, we don't see it. At least in Indiana, I can definitely say that. But that's when you look for those people who actually really do care. Those teachers, those administrators, those faculty members, someone in the educational world. They care, and they will find a way. And in time, it'll come back to them somehow.
Right, right. No, I agree completely. And I don't think it's just Indiana that is a lack of funding for schools and type of mental health and thing like that. I think it's very prevalent across the United States, which is really sad, especially nowadays with anxiety and depression issues hitting middle schoolers and high schoolers and adults on such a level. Something needs to change, and I think it needs to change early on in our school system. That's just my personal opinion. We have to start giving them better skills at an earlier level.
Yes.
That's what I 100%. I'm sorry, go ahead.
They can start learning in elementary school and
right.
Even before that, preschool.
Right. Yeah, how about let's teach the kids some coping skills?
Yes.
You know, not everybody's going to be a mathematician. I understand that you need math in your life, but let's actually give some social skills as well.
Oh,
I think it would be helpful. Absolutely. So let me ask you this then. So do you work specifically with the schools or do you work with individual families? How does that work for you? Is it just schools or are you broader than that?
No, I work privately with families, and I do receive referrals from schools sometimes or people in the educational world or from other families that I've worked with, or just from people I know. They just may be good friends or just great acquaintances and like, oh my goodness, I know this person who could definitely use your skills. Let me connect you. And majority of my clients have come from simply me knowing somebody. It's actually funny. Several of my long-term clients that I have came from us first meeting. It's kind of like the initial interview. And then through social media, they discover, oh, we have mutual friends. Let's see what they say about them. And sure enough, the ones I have, we're like, all right, cool. You're in. We don't even need to do anything else. They said great things. Let's do this.
Right.
So that's helped out a lot. And you meet people, whether it be an adult or a kid somewhere in life. And as long as you're genuine and authentic, just be yourself and happy and want to just love everybody, somewhere down the road, that may come back and like, oh, here's a great reference, a super resource for all.
That's a great philosophy to think about. It's like you just be yourself, be happy, be positive, and the people will come to you. I agree with that 100%. And I'm sure, and you can tell me your opinion on this, being in the helping profession, it is all about relationships, and it's not like going to a nail salon or picking somebody. Somebody has to believe in what you do, and not just because of what you say. I think if that makes sense.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, they have, and that's where if somebody's friend said, you know what, he was absolutely amazing, that is worth 100 ads or just, you know, all of that. It's very important. I think I was saying that to say it's harder to prove ourselves a little bit in the helping field for people to trust you and know that you can take care of their child and you can help their family unit. What are your very favorite, do you have a favorite client to work with or favorite issue within a family that you just like, you're like, yes, I love this.
I suppose my favorite client is the one who doesn't know everything, that every bit of support that they may need, but are entirely open to it. It's the, what do I do next? What do I do next? What do you think about this? And this or that? Like, all right, here, let me help you. Let me be that guide. For a certain amount of time, I will point you in the right direction. And then I will enable you to think for yourself, give yourself options, but always narrow those options. It's another thing. Right. Too many options in anything, anything that anybody ever does in their life can make you go berserk. So
of course.
Two options. Just narrow down to two, A or B.
And choose one.
Yes.
So you like the eager, ones that are willing to listen. What about the other ones? Do you, I'm not going to say, have you run across them? I'm going to say, how often do you run across the ones that really are kind of dug in and are like, I don't know about this, Josh.
Sure. Usually by the time I get to them, they are, all right, what do we do? Like, we need this, but what else can we do? There's only one I can think of where they were really adamant about, right? We have a time set. We need to see this work done. And just any parent or adult, sometimes you just don't want to do things. Not today, not feeling it. Okay, that's fine. We can do something a little bit lighter. Right. Or we can just talk about something else.
Right.
It's all in each day's a new day. It really is.
Right. Well, you're working with children as well and young adults, and I think that it's difficult to absorb a lot of information correctly or learn new behaviors a lot at one time. Oh, yeah. Because it's just not how it works. Like, I think that it takes time, and I do agree. I think sometimes adults want things to happen on a timeline and want things to get better without thinking about the humanness of the person that's in front of you. Yeah. And their ability to absorb and change, which is the exact same thing for all of us. It's just as adults, we think we know better.
Yeah. And that's right. One of the first things I have to remind every parent, you were once their age. Did you enjoy doing this work? Did you enjoy having someone tell you what to do all the time?
Oh.
Now they just have more access to different avenues of distractions, phone, right, games, TV, pets, friends, yes, outside, friends inside. Like, it's just, the world has changed, but feelings are still there.
Right. Okay. I think it's 100% different world, 100%. And I am thankful I was not raised in the era where everything I did was recorded or snapshotted.
Oh my goodness.
I mean,
yes.
Who wants that? I mean, it's so much pressure. And then if you don't have it literally on video, you can remember it the way you choose to remember it. Right?
No proof.
There is no proof. I like that. That's the best way to put it, yeah, for sure.
It's funny. It was, 11 years ago at this point, I actually graduated from high school. And at that time, we weren't allowed phones in school. They couldn't even see the outline of your phone in your pocket. That was the dimension.
Yes.
Here we are now, 2020. They're expected. You're expected to have your phone. Just if there's a lecture or something going on, try not to be obvious about using it.
Yes.
Obviously, you can't cheat. But it's still happens. And now you're given laptops. You're given computers to take home, or iPads every day. The world has changed. But the feelings of being lost and all that has not.
I think it may have increased.
I was going to say, it has increased.
Yeah.
And things are worse. And there have been studies about that.
Right. Finding yourself in a world that what they're looking at isn't necessarily reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of the fake, we can all have these amazing lives on social media, but it's not the truth, because nobody has amazing lives all the time. And I think that's a huge issue. And I have three teenagers. They're on the older side now. So I know I know how that is, and I know how that affects them and can affect them. So I think you're doing very good work in the world.
Thank you.
Josh.
Captain, so.
I think I missed that last thing you saying. What did you say?
You said it's my passion.
I love it.
Calling. So I know it took me about 27 years of life to discover my purpose on this planet. And I truly believe every living being has a purpose.
I agree.
And once you find it, the whole world opens up to you.
Yes. So was it a specific moment that helped you find this passion?
I suppose it was just a series of moments leading up. And I don't know. I don't know if it was just one particular moment. I was in grad school, and one of my school advisors told me to start a business. So I would always talk about wanting to help and do this or that. Just, all right, start the business.
Right.
All right, cool. So I did.
All right, cool.
Here we are.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind, but that's when I discovered that, all right, cool. That's truly my passion, what I do, and it's evolved ever since as I change and grow and as does the world. People need different things.
I agree 100%. Would you give, or what would be any advice that you would give to parents out there with a kid right now that's kind of struggling in any area, academically, socially, emotionally? What would be your advice to them?
Yes, if I had to give that advice right now during the COVID stay home and all that, I'd say the time of stay at home is coming to an end.
Yeah.
And I know that you may have been stuck at home with your kids for the past 2-3 months trying to finish up this schoolwork. Schools are closing finally, or the school year is ending for a lot of these kids. And things will get better. Things won't go back to what they were, and they shouldn't. There is a new normal. But what we all must do is stay the course, be positive, and know that everything will work out as long as you keep moving forward. You have to want to change. Yes, right. Your kids may get on your nerves. That's okay.
Right.
You have to want to let that slide off your shoulder. Go do something. Get away from your kids. Go lock yourself in your room. That's fine. You can do that. Set some boundaries. Now that things are opening up, maybe if you have a little, some yard, tell them to go outside. There are so many things we can do, and it doesn't always have to be so grand. We don't have to go on a big old family vacation. We don't have to go to the park.
Right.
But we can go outside. We can sit on our balcony. We can quietly sit in our living room. Like, it's little things. Play a game together. Or all wear headphones and listen to something different. Like, things to do.
Yes.
Find it where everybody's happy.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I do think this has been a very unusual time with the whole COVID. And we have had to get creative as well in the house. I just have to share our favorite new pastime, because we do have a ping pong table that replaced our kitchen table, because who needs a kitchen table? but we only have 2 ping pong paddles, so we play doubles with tennis rackets and ping pong paddles. It's the funniest game ever. We have yet to come up with a name for it. But we will, I think, eventually before all of this ends. So I think being creative is good. One thing you said that I truly like is about moving forward. I am a huge proponent of that. I understand that there are times when we all have to kind of be in, I don't even want to say negative spaces, but life is not 100%. You know, champagne and roses, and it's never happy, happy, goody, goody all the time. There's, you know, 50-50 fabulous, 50, and then the other 50% can be, you know, uncomfortable and not happy and difficult. But the thing about all of that is that you have to take steps to move forward in your life. And I'm a huge, ginormous, huge, huge, huge believer. It is your mindset. And you keep saying, just be happy, choose to be happy. Because you can choose what you decide about how you're going to react to a situation. So I love that you believe that as well. And I think it's something that's really important for kids and families to learn, that it isn't always about the big things. It's the small things. And be happy that you're with each other right this minute. And yes, be happy that you have this time, that not everybody is rushing around and you're trying to get four kids to four different places at the exact same moment. And take a moment and breathe into the situation, what it is. So I do love that you said that about everything, because I think it's just as it's life. 100%.
It really is the little things that build up to be grand things. You can, if you want to relate it to, say, building a building, starts with the first brick. Pyramids started with the first block. Your house, any of those things, it starts somewhere. You on this journey starts with the first step. It's okay to sit and reflect, oh, this terrible thing happened to me.
Right.
But if we look at events and things as being neutral, and it's how we react and how we perceive them, mm-hmm. Oh, that was a neutral event. What am I going to do about it?
How am I going to think?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It's okay to reflect. Got to move on. Got to move forward.
Agreed. It always makes me think of, and this is totally going to date me and age me, but just put one foot in front of the other. From that very cheesy Christmas movie, like years and years, like the claymation movie. See, he doesn't even know what it is, but it's just put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door, because that's the truth. It's what moves you forward. You have to have forward momentum for sure.
Yeah.
So before we wrap up today, are there any final words you want to say about what you do? One thing I think what you do is hugely important and needed in not just Indiana, but everywhere. So my first question would be, do you work virtually now, or is it just in Indiana?
Oh, I do work virtually. A lot of the clients that I have want to start to do Zooms, and that's perfectly okay. And as long as we can set up strategic times and surroundings, that works appropriately. But really learning it does come down to the parents and the kids, the family as a whole. They want to do these things. They want to change. They want to find a solution, and they have to practice and take the action towards doing so.
Right.
If we're going to work together, we actually have to work together.
Right.
Yeah. Zooms and be like, all right, here's your homework. Next time I see you, let's make sure we have some of these things done. Or next time we have a call, like, let's see how we progressed.
Right.
And it can work for you as long as you want. But if you don't do the steps that you're supposed to do, you're going to stay exactly where you are.
Right.
You don't lift your leg out of the sandpit, you're still going to sink.
I love that one. I may have to steal that one from you. I like that one a lot. I love it a lot. So share with everybody, what is the best way to get in touch with you?
The best way to get in touch is to find me on my website. You'll see everything there, and there's a perfect contact. It's New Shoes Life Solutions. It's NUSHUS Life Solutions. .org. You'll
Perfect.
Find a contact there, a great number, and just a little bit more about me. Like, I'm a real person. I do what I say I'm doing. See me all over social media. If you look up my name, Joshua Schuster, see me all over social media.
All over. Amazing. Amazing social media. I'm throwing it out there. You're welcome. All right. I'm so thankful that you gave us your time today and talked about what you do. I think what you do is very important in not just our schools and our world, but with families, and taking away some of the stigma of my kid has a problem to let's figure it out. Mental health is important, even at young ages. You know, making family units work together is all just truly, truly a beautiful thing. And I love that it's your passion and you can hear it in your voice that it's what you love to do. So if there's anybody out there that is in need of Coach Josh, look up his information. It'll be at the bottom of the podcast. And get in touch with him because he knows his stuff. So thank you for coming to the podcast today, and we will chat with you next time.